Working.
Like Ben, our next guest.
Exactly.
One of our next guests. Did you watch it, Christina?
No.
No.
Ish.
Ish.
Well, I watched the end bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Penalties.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Shall I explain who they are?
And why not?
Okay, well, think of what you'd like most to be doing today. One of the things that we keep talking about is just sitting in the garden, chilling out, having a nice cold drink and reading. However, thousands of people climb or walk up Snowdon every year. It's the highest mountain in Wales and the highest point in the British Isles outside the Scottish Highlands. And try doing it in this heat over 24 hours, not just once. Well, that's what Christina Morgan is doing this Friday. She's from Shrewsbury and joined by her friend Ben Calder, who didn't watch any football at all.
Yay! Good evening.
Do what you like, Ben. Are you not a footy fan? This isn't a judgment. Are you not a footy fan?
No, generally not a footy fan. I tend to do more outdoory stuff, hence the kind of Snowdon event we've got this weekend.
Okay, let's talk about why you're doing this now. Do you want to go first, Christine?
Yeah. So we're doing it to raise lots of money, hopefully, for Shropshire, Staffordshire and Cheshire Blood Bikes and for the Air Ambulance, Midlands Air Ambulance. So that's our biggest reason for doing it.
And what is the idea behind it all?
Well, I've done treks in the last 4 years, so this year I wanted to try and do something different. I've done a couple of 100k treks, and then last year did the Three Peaks.
You heard right.
I've done a couple of flippantly she dropped that in. I've done a couple of 100k treks. Where?
That was in London. The first one was that must have been 2015, and then did the next one the year after, and then did the Three Peaks in Lake Fernway last year. So this year I thought, what else can I do? So I thought, I'll do this. And
it's in memory of your uncle, isn't it?
Memory of my uncle Idris, yes, and also memory of my stepdad as well. So they died 6 months apart. So I take my stepdad's steel chainsaw boots with me. They get carried in my rucksack, so he gets to walk with me.
Sorry, you take steel chainsaw boots?
Yes, that's right.
How heavy are they?
Well, my rucksack weighs about a stone in weight by the time I've kitted up. So I weigh about just over 7 stone. So if I fall over, I'm like one of those little ladybirds.
Can't get back up again.
So that's why Ben's with me. Yeah.
They're big boots as well, aren't they? They
are big orange boots, yeah. So he died on the 23rd of December in 2014. He was in his cherry picker. He had a massive heart attack, so obviously massive shock for the family. And he gets to come with me. I also attached lots of ribbons to my rucksack, so we do it in memory of lots of other people as well. So if anyone wants a ribbon attaching to my rucksack or Ben's, please let us know.
Did you persuade Ben to do it?
He was actually quite easily to persuade, which was great, because I said, Ben, do you want to do a challenge with me? He went, yeah, all right.
Have you done any of the other ones?
No, I haven't done the Three Peaks or any of the 100k ones.
You're normally active, though, aren't you?
Absolutely, but, Chrissy is the extreme a little bit, and when she did it, I was just like, yeah, that sounds absolutely crazy. Why not? Let's join in.
When did you decide to do it?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You see where I'm going in a minute.
A few months ago.
The idea first floated in January, February time.
In the winter and the colder weather.
Yeah.
See where I'm going.
Yeah.
But you're both reasonably fit, so you shouldn't be a problem,
We hope so. Yeah.
You have to carry lots of water, obviously.
Yeah.
Might not be a problem, but you fancy doing it in the hot weather like this?
No.
I'm not doing it on Friday. But you're not doing this, not just once. How many times are you doing it?
Just as many times as we can, really. We're just going to keep going.
Have you done it already?
We've walked up Snowdon before, yeah.
How long does it take?
It's between about 4 and 5 hours, really.
Is it that long?
So, yeah.
And you're doing it four times?
Yeah.
Hope so.
You'll be busy that day. You'll be busy on Friday then, won't you?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep well Saturday, so I'm going to have a nice big pizza waiting for me when I get back on Saturday. Some fizz.
Have you done any specific training or...?
Our training's been very different.
Yeah,
so
it's like an experiment as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we've both got slightly different background. So I'm a life coach, mindfulness teacher, and hypnotherapist, and I'm also a personal fitness instructor. So I've been doing loads of outdoor walks with some great friends, and training with a kettlebell in my backpack just to get me ready for the weight.
She's annoying me now. In a nice way.
How are you feeling?
And doing my fitness sessions with my lovely fitness
kettlebells
group.
Are good for bingo wings, aren't they?
yeah, they are. Yeah.
Not need bingo wings any good in your backpack.
I was going to say, taking those up Snowden's not going to help you fly. That's what going to make it easier.
And Ben's training's been slightly different.
Yeah, I've been going for the soft approach because I climb. I like rock climbing, so a lot more vertical. But also, I do qigong, which is like an easy form of Tai Chi.
Yes.
And so I've been doing lots of really nice, soft, gentle practice.
You two would be very calming to hang out with, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, we're going to meditate at the top.
Yeah,
all sorts. Lovely.
We've got people coming to do therapy for us as well.
Oh,
yeah,
you're going to have a lovely day, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. It's going to be great.
So if people want to find out more and sponsor you, how do they do that?
So they can go on to our Just Giving sites. So I can't
remember what it's called.
justgiving.com/fundraising/Christina-Morgan5 And I'm justgiving.com/Ben-Calder
So if you just put Ben-Calder in Just Giving and Christina-Morgan, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And we've got a Facebook event as well, so you can look up the Snowden 24-hour challenge, and that's on all of our Facebook pages as well.
So mine is Snowdrop House. And
Integral Health Shrewsbury and Life Force Patterning.
Do us a favour, will you? At some point, when you feel like you've recovered magic, you'll probably bounce back, you two. Will you come in again next week and tell us how it went?
We'd love to. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
We wish you all the luck.
Thank you. And can I just be really cheeky? It's my mum's birthday today.
What's your mum called?
Pam, and she's actually doing the third ascent with us, and she's a bit of a Wonder Woman. She's awesome. So happy birthday, Mum! And I'll see you later. Take her out for lunch, and then take her up Snowden. She'll be happy with that.
Happy birthday, Mum!
Yeah, climbing Snowden. Christina Morgan and Ben Calder climbing Snowden 4 times this Friday. Good luck, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Week on the show, we spoke to Christina Morgan and Ben Calder from Shrewsbury. The pair decided that during the heatwave, the best thing to do would be go up and down Snowden as many times as they could in 24 hours, as one does. Now, they did the challenge over the weekend, and we can hear from Christina now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Ben as well.
Yay. We've got Ben with me as well,
How did you get on then?
We did really well. We managed it 3 times. We raised over £3,000 between us, which is fantastic. And, still in one piece. So, all good.
So, when did you start? This was last Saturday, was it?
So, we started on a Friday night at 6 p.m. And so, we did our first one just after, it was just after 6, wasn't it,
Ben?
Very
sensible.
Yeah, that was a really nice one, actually. It was gorgeous doing that walk. The second one was a little bit more trying.
it was the darkness, wasn't it? Just getting going at kind of like 1:30, 1:45 in the morning was an interesting challenge, but really worth the effort to be there for sunrise.
Did you have head torches then?
We did, yes, we did. And when we got to the summit, it was fantastic. There was quite a few people on the top there, just all watching the sun, and it was beautiful. It was really, really nice.
So the third time, what time did you do that?
That was about 8:30
in
the morning.
Sure.
Yeah, it was about 8:30, so we kind of stopped. We collected a few more people. I mean, they obviously knew that they were doing it. We didn't just collect
people. Come in with us, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, one of them being my mum and my good friend Annika. And my mum, she'd never been up Snowden, so it was quite special for her to come up. But oh my goodness, it was warm, and she did incredibly well. She was brilliant. She absolutely loved it. She was buzzing. She got a little bit emotional at the top, I think, but she hid that quite well. And we did it with my stepdad's boots, and it was good. It was hard going there. I think the last one on our knees. We were all feeling it.
Really, yeah. And it was so busy as well.
Busy, really?
Yeah, when we got to the summit, there must have been at least 1,500 people up there. So lots of different charity events and lots of different people that had walked up, some that were up on the train. So it was, you know, you were weaving people as well. It wasn't just you in the
mountain. And you weren't there at a peak time either, were you? Let's be honest.
Well, I think we were just there, all the time.
Yeah, possibly. So, it's like Everest now. There's always a queue, isn't there?
Yeah. So no, it was great. We had a really good time. It was a challenge at times, but it was most of the time it was just enjoyable, and it was nice to go through the different stages together, and we went different tracks, and
beautiful to see the mountain in different lights, and kind of different approaches. You know, the difference between having the light in the east, light in the west. It's a phenomenal mountain, and it's. They beautifully maintained and looked after. It was such a pleasure to be able to walk up and down so much.
Just remind everybody what you did this challenge for, Christina.
So I did it for Shropshire Stature and Cheshire Blood Bikes, raising funds for them. Ben did it for Midlands Air Ambulance. So we raised a good amount between us. It was fantastic.
What time did you finish then on the Saturday morning? Well, it was lunchtime, presumably, was it?
I think by the time we got down, it was probably about 3-4 o'clock. We took a slow descent and stopped by the lake to paddle and have a snooze.
Now you're talking.
Ben's descent, mine was slightly different. I think I was just pretty much rolling down the mountain at that point with Mum. So yeah, the steel chainsaw boots and my backpack and my stepdad's were weighing quite heavy at that point. So
you're both quite fit. So what state were you in on Sunday?
I think we were surprisingly good, actually.
Yeah,
I think we both sort of sent a message out to each other, and I think because we've got a reasonable level of fitness anyway, we surprised ourselves and got out of bed, and I think I was a little bit wobbly on my feet to start with. I still felt like I was moving, but I think we recovered really quickly.
Yeah,
have you got any more challenges planned?
Not quite yet.
Not till next year, maybe.
No, I'm doing the Ruby Run for Lyngden Davis with some of my lovely fitness lot. We're doing that in September, so it's a colour run, so that'll be good fun. Again, for the charity, so that'll be great. But nothing major. Obviously, I've got a few ideas going through my mind, but I need to rein those in a little bit.
Keep us posted, won't you?
Yes, I will be. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us both. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Christina Morgan and Ben Calder, who went up and down Snowdon last weekend 3 times in 24 hours and have managed to raise £3,000 for charity.
You noticed Ben's reaction then when he went, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Something else coming along.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she's got another idea.
I know, yeah, exactly.
Morning.